T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:05 on the Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts. Of course, Evan still on vacation. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit till 1 o'clock today. CMB will come your way, Mike, after that. Of course, we're coming to you live at the Living Color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite. Dolph Kramer, the Renaissance man, Brian Riscona, on the other side of the glass. We got really got a good show for you today. We'll get to all that in a couple seconds. Good day for both the local baseball teams yesterday on the holiday on the 4th of July. The Yankees beat the Braves, took 2 out of 3 from them. Giancarlo Stanton looks like he's starting to find himself now, as he hit a big 2 days in a row. He's hit a home run, 3-run homer yesterday, which gave the Yankees a nice 4-0 lead, which CC and the bullpen made sure they were not going to give up. So the Yankees continue to do what they've been doing. 2 of the last 3, like I said, 2 out of 3 against the Braves. Still trail the Red Sox by 1. And how about this? Because the Red Sox have been beating up on the Nationals, all right? And the Red Sox still lead the Yankees by a game, even though they're 1 game back in the loss column and all of that. We know the deal, what's going on there. It's going to go right to the wire as far as who's winning the division, who's going to be in the wild card. They do lose Gleyber Torres. He goes on a DL. He's got a mild hip strain, which I have every day, even though I got 2 new hips. So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, it's the Yankees, so Gleyber will probably just, you know, be on a normal 10-day deal, and he'll be back, you know, unlike the Mets, where he'd be done for the rest of the year more than likely. But nevertheless, so Torres is out, but the Yankees continue to do what they do. They're off today, and they'll play the Blue Jays over the weekend in Toronto, of course, is where the Mets just left from. What has happened to the Washington Nationals? What happened to them? I mean, I have never seen a team that has been anointed more than the Nationals have. And obviously, I hate the Nationals because I'm a Met fan. That has been anointed more than this team has. And they've done nothing. They've never won a playoff series. And now, I don't think they're making a play. Are they going to win this division? Are they? Are they even going to be a wild card? Because right now, what are they, 7 games behind the Braves? 7 games behind the Braves. The Phillies are 1.5 games back of the Braves. Really? Washington, they're under 500 now, as the Red Sox basically beat them up this weekend. Well, it wasn't the weekend, you know, this holiday week. Unbelievable. They're 1 game under. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a disgrace. The overrated Washington Nationals. You think Rizzo still feels good about the fact that he shut Strasburg down that year they made the playoffs for the first time? Anyway, that's another story. And the Mets actually won 1 game yesterday. How about them? Oh, unbelievable. Bullpen didn't give it up. And stupid me, I watched this game Tuesday night. Really. And I refused to watch last night. I'm sorry. I can't. I can't do it to myself every night. You know? I'll be watching them over the weekend when they play the Rays. Of course, because I'm a Met fan. But after what, you know, when they lose a game like they did Tuesday, it's very difficult for me, especially in this lost season. You know, it's not like they lost a game and they're still 10 games over 500. You know, especially in this lost season, you know, to come back the next night and watch them again. It's just hard to do. And I know they won last night. You know, they got great relief pitching out of Lugo after Oswald pitched 4 okay innings, gave up a couple runs. You know, it's very hard. It's just very hard, you know. So we have two teams in this town, and it's usually this way. where the one team is this way, the one team is on is the top of the top, and the other team is the bottom of the bottom. And it's always the Yankees the top of the top, and the Mets the bottom of the bottom. And we'll see what happens with the trade deadline fast, you know, rapidly approaching. Well, who are the Mets going to deal? What will they do? You know, will the Yankees make the move for the pitcher? They'll get a pitcher. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Who the pitcher is going to be, I don't know. Probably won't be the top-tier guy. Probably be more to the J-Hap, Michael Fulmer, you know, that Cole Hamels type of guy, probably, than that, you know, the Jacob deGrom, Madison Bumgarner guy, you would think, probably. But what are the Mets going to do? Who are they going to trade? Are they going to trade Asdrubal? Yeah. Are they going to trade Familia? Are they going to trade Zach Wheeler? Are they going to trade Steven Matz? One of them, I mean, I guess. Doesn't look like they're going to trade deGrom or Syndergaard, and really, they probably shouldn't. Really, they shouldn't. But we'll see what they do. What are they going to do? Are they going to trade Wilmer Flores? What are they getting for him? Seriously. Really? Wilmer Flores? You know, people are clamoring for him? I don't know. It's very hard when you root for the Mets and you watch the Yankees continue to do what they do, and Stanton now is going to take off. I mean, for all the hang-wringing, I think that's what they call it, that we had earlier in the year over Stanton. I mean, look at the guy now. I mean, the guy's on his way. He's got 21 homers, 54 RBIs, all right? He's batting close to 270. I think it's the high 260s right now. He's going to take off. And remember, you look at look at Stanton's numbers last year at the very same time as this year, and they're basically the same numbers. He took off after the All-Star break. That's when he went nuts and started hitting a million home runs. He had 1 month, I think he had 18 home runs 1 month. So watch out, you know? I was playing golf with a guy yesterday, said they got to get rid of Stanton, and I looked at the guy. I said, why do they got to get rid of Stanton? Why? Why? Because his money he's making? Why are you going to get rid of him? He's not clutch. Well, what do you mean he's not clutch? He had a pretty big home run yesterday, and we don't know that yet. I got to see what Stanton does once the Yankees get to the playoffs. Once they get there, we'll determine how clutch Giancarlo is because he's never been to the playoffs before all those years with the Marlins. So I don't know. Do we know if he's clutch? I don't know. That's going to be determined by what he does in the playoffs. Okay, case closed. So for all the early season, you know, Stanton, you know, he's starting to become what you figured that he would be. And the Yankees continue to get it done. As I said, they play the Blue Jays this weekend. They go up to Toronto to play them. And the Mets play the Rays at home, if that excites you. I know it. I think they're giving out. Isn't Friday or was it Friday or Saturday they're giving out the Big Jake bobbleheads? Saturday they're giving them out. You going for that, Scone? You in for that?
No, I got someone going in my stead to grab the bobbleheads.
All right. I see. So you're making sure you get it.
Right.
But that's actually worthwhile.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
That's a good one.
Well, it's DeGrom. He's the only guy that's worth anything on the team.
Well, I mean, him and Plawecki. But I mean. Oh, the pain, Plawecki. I have to say this. I like the chest protector Plawecki had on for the holiday. You know? I thought that was okay. Great. But, yeah, it's a big, like, giveaway for the Mets. They're giving away Noah Syndergaard T-shirts Friday, this store nonsense. Is the guy ever pitching again, by the way? I know he pitched. I think he pitched a simulated game. He did something. He had a bullpen. I don't know what he did. Who knows? But, I mean, hopefully we'll see him soon. You know, I've been hearing about this for a long time, too. Cespedes remains in the witness protection program. God knows where he is. Does anybody ever know? Scone, you know where Cespedes is? Does anybody know?
I don't, but I think Sunday's his shin guard giveaway.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that right?
Get a nice pair of Cespedes shin guards.
So here's the reason to go see the Mets this weekend, okay? If you say to yourself, you know, maybe I'll go to a Met game. I'm sure tickets won't be hard to get. Here's the deal. Friday, you get the Thor giveaway T-shirt, okay? Hurry up and get it. You never know because he might pitch again this year. So you get it now just in case he does. So then you get the bobblehead Big Jake on Saturday, which actually is worthwhile. So they'll probably have a crowd for that.
Got to get there super early for that.
Yeah, I know, very early. And then Sunday you're getting a Yoenis Cespedes shin guard. God, that's worth a lot, huh? Think he'll ever be using that again? Oh, my God. What a disaster.
I think they're changing it to a cane.
Yeah, right. You could do that. There you go. So that's the reason to go to see the Mets this weekend. You got all these big giveaways coming up over the weekend. Oh, what a disaster. It really is a disaster. Oh, my God. Oh. Anyway, but we do have a good show for you today. We will try to cover all the proverbial bases. Grant Wall of Sports Illustrated He is a maven on the World Cup. He's going to join us. We're down to the final eight in the World Cup. So we'll do a little spot on that. You know, I'm sure there's people out there that actually care about it. So, you know, we'll do a little bit on that. The great John Heyman will join us at 11:20. We'll talk baseball with John. We'll try to find out what's going to happen as far as the trade deadline. Why the Nationals stink, the overrated Nationals. Chris Broussard, one of the great basketball guys of Fox Sports Network. He's going to join us in a noon hour. We got the Yankee Turning Point coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. We got the Yankee ticket giveaway every hour. And what's that? Oh, JJ is in for CMB after me? Oh, really? The great John Jastrzemski? One of the greats of all. Oh, my. And, you know, John is a big star. He seems on TV. He's everywhere now. Oh, my gosh. All right. So I'm sorry about that. So JJ is in. I mentioned Black Bear already. I mentioned it at the top. You want to mention it again? Black Bear. Great deli meats and cheeses, only at my favorite store, ShopRite. I'll be there over the weekend, ShopRite and Ramsey, for those who care. So I figured let me throw that in. And you know what we should do before we go to the break, though? Here's what we should do, all right? We should hear a couple of yesterday's Yankee home run calls, all right? We got to hear, let's hear, you got to hear Giancarlo, because this is one of my favorite. Giancarlo, no me, whatever he says, no me, on Paulo. So let's hear Giancarlo's 3-run bomb yesterday, the first of about another 30 he's going to hit this year. He's got 21 now. Here's the great John Sterling on his birthday, no less, yesterday on the 4th of July. Here we go.
And the 0-2 swung on and drove it a deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, that is a Stantonian home run to deep right center. A 3-run blast. Giancarlo. No si può stoparlo.
Oh, baby.
Now the Yankees take a 4-0 lead, and he hit it, and one thing caught my eye. He hit it, and Nick Markakis wouldn't even turn around.
Unbelievable. Can we hear the new Yankee slugger, the latest Yankee slugger now? All the guy does is hit home runs. He doesn't get any other hits, but he hits home runs. He's a three home runs. I believe he's the first Yankee. And I'm surprised that there was anybody else that even did this. I think Soriano, okay? Alfonso Soriano, remember him? Is the last Yankee to hit have his first three hits of his career be three home runs. And now Kyle Hishioka Iwawa, however you say his name, we'll call him Kyle H, has done it as well. So let's hear that one from yesterday.
And the bit swung on, hit high in the air to deep left. Acuna going back on the track at the wall. She is gone. Is he amazing? Kyle Higashioka has three hits, and they're all home runs on this homestand. Higashioka, the home run stroker. He does it again. A blast into the left field seats. The Yankees take a 5-0 lead.
Tremendous. And you know the best part about John's home run calls anymore? Is listening to Susan's reaction in the background. Like, she knows it's gone, you know? And John's doing his thing, and his Susan, like, making these, you know, sounds in the back. It's great. It really is. Tremendous. It's good to be a Yankee fan, right? I wouldn't know. 877-337-6666.
No Judge?
You got Judge? Let's hear Judge. I wanted to hear Giancarlo and Hishiyagawa and Hishioka. But here comes the Judge.
The 2-1 swung on a high fly to right. Cutting toward the line is Markakis, and that ball is gone! Into the lower deck in right. A Judgian blast. Aaron Judge homers to right field to increase the Yankee lead to 6-2. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Wow. Did they have a big birthday bash for John yesterday? Did they do anything for his birthday?
I'll tell you this. Michael Kay,
right,
doing the home run call of the Stanton home run.
Okay.
Did John's
call. On television.
Call. He did John's call.
Oh, really?
Yes, for his birthday.
He did the high, far, gone call?
High, far, and gone. And also the...
Oh, he did the whole thing with Nomi Ampalo?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Can we play that, too? Is we allowed to do that? We can't do that, right? Because it's Kay? Yeah, I understand. Maybe you could play for me inside, though, because I'd like to hear that. All right, could you do that for me? All right, we'll break here. We'll come back with your phone calls. Like I said, we'll do a little bit of everything today, a little on the World Cup, a little basketball, a little John Heyman with the baseball. Beningo in the midday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.